Counseling and Coronavirus, A Perspective on Well-Being by Candace Chapman and Jeannie Massey. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Candace Chapman. Photo 2, the caption, Jeannie Massey. From the editor, much of what we read today about the coronavirus quite correctly focuses on what we can do to stay physically safe. On the hierarchy of needs, that has to be placed at the top. But we also know that this kind of social isolation is not normal, and in order to be mentally healthy as well as physically okay, we need to think about strategies to keep us feeling as well as we can. This article comes from two wonderful counselors. Candace Chapman is a former scholarship winner and now serves on the scholarship committee. She is close to completing her doctorate in counseling. Jeannie Massey is also working on her doctorate. Both of these women are actively involved in practicing, their sessions occurring virtually instead of physically. Although this is written in first person, as they request, keep in mind that both of them concur in the opinions expressed. Here is what they say. Just when you think you've got life all figured out, coronavirus comes along and makes a mockery of your carefully laid plans. Seriously, who could have seen a global pandemic coming? Certainly not me. However, if being a member of a helping profession has taught me anything about life, it's that if you aren't facing one challenge, you're facing another. This knowledge gives me comfort, because just as I've overcome other challenges, I stand a good chance to overcome this one. Just as in any other challenging time in my life, I'm relying upon the skills and strategies that I practice myself and with my clients to stay positive, healthy, and relatively happy. I hope that by sharing a few of these things with you, you find some peace and comfort in these strange days. After all, this is one of the most universal challenges that I can recall. Establish a routine. I know, you're probably reading this going, thank you, next. Go with me here. People need structure in their lives, some more than others. In times of difficulty and uncertainty, having structure can often lead to peace of mind. Whether you're working from home or completing online classes or trying to get out of your Netflix slump, establishing a routine can be a way to preserve your mental health. I've been working from home, so in order to maintain motivation, I go to work. This simply means I get up in the morning and prepare for my day as if I'm going to commute to a building other than my home. So I get up, complete my morning routine, and then go to the space that I have designated in my home as work. I do everything in that space that I would do on a regular basis. Whatever your current activities include, try designating spaces that mimic life before Corona. Replicating your regular routine will inject a sense of normalcy that people, myself included, can appreciate. Maintaining your normal routines can help keep depression and anxiety at bay. You may find that you have a heightened sense of depression, anxiety, or both during this uncertain time. This is absolutely normal. Make sure that you are adding in more contact with friends and family in whatever ways that you can. Establishing this as a part of your routine can make life a lot better. If you find yourself feeling more depressed or anxious than usual, try limiting the amount of media that you take in. There is news, but much of it is constantly rehashing. If you hear this enough, or it is predominantly what you hear, the world feels like it is limited only to the virus. Don't let yourself be fooled and don't be hooked into this single track in your thinking and feelings. Exercise. I see you're more on board with this one. Whether you like it or not, exercise is beneficial not only for your physical health, but also for your mental health. You feel good, your mind is clear, and energy is available in heaps. The other great thing about exercise is that it comes in so many different forms. Whether it's taking a safe, socially distant walk around your neighborhood, or finding a routine online that you like and burning calories in your living room, exercise is a good way to stay healthy in both mind and body. I have personally enjoyed following an exercise routine from one of my favorite professional dancers on Instagram. I encourage you to get creative and search out something that makes exercise enjoyable. One other thing to keep in mind, exercising outside comes with the added bonus of vitamin D, which is also good for solid health and positive mood. Sunshine is good for the soul. Meditation and mindfulness activities. I have to admit, this is one of my personal favorites when it comes to staying calm and healthy, no matter what the circumstance. It's easy enough to find a nice meditation app to follow along with, or you can find a guide online and create your own. As with apps, there are tons of guides available on the web, and just like with the exercise routine, find one that works for you. Another great thing about meditation is that you can combine it with lots of other activities that are also good for overall well-being. I have found that yoga and meditation is one of the most pleasant, relaxing self-care combinations I have in my self-care toolkit. Some of the more well-known apps that focus on mindfulness and meditation are Headspace, Sanvelo, and Stop, Breathe, and Think. When checking out YouTube or internet searches for mindfulness or meditation, be patient. You may not particularly enjoy every video you encounter. However, keep looking until you find one that you will use and that you enjoy. Aromatherapy Play-Doh. This activity is one that I first came across while preparing a presentation on effective self-care activities for counselors. This activity can use homemade Play-Doh or the kind you can purchase at the store. Once you've either purchased your Play-Doh or made some, find your favorite essential oils, combine the scents you like, and add a few drops to the Play-Doh. This aromatherapy Play-Doh is the gift that keeps on giving. When you squeeze the Play-Doh, it acts in a similar way to a stress ball. The oils are activated and you get their effect through your sense of smell, and finally, you have the scents from your oil selections on your hands so that you can experience the positive effects long after you've stored your Play-Doh. Eat with intentionality. Since we are somewhat stuck at home, it might be easy to just graze through meals without thinking about eating regularly. Try to pay attention to what and when you are eating. Making sure that you are getting good nutrition not only helps your brain work better, but it also helps with emotional regulation. Eat a variety of foods, including sources of protein, vegetables, fruits, and grains. I'm not saying don't add in a cookie or brownie occasionally, because hey, they're delicious. But should be supplemental rather than the bulk of your intake for any given day. Sleep. I know you are probably thinking, really? And the response is, absolutely. Making a good sleep schedule is important to brain health and emotional regulation. Our brains actually rid themselves of neurotoxins while we sleep so that we can better function the next day. While many of us are out of our normal routines, it is really important to get the right amount of sleep and to establish a routine around sleep. That means getting up at approximately the same time each day and going to bed at approximately the same time each night. Try to unplug from your phone, tablet, television, or other activities that are stimulating about 30 minutes before you go to bed. If you are having trouble getting to sleep, the meditation and relaxation exercises that you have already checked out will come in handy here. There are tons of resources available to help you through this time of uncertainty and confusion, and this is by no means comprehensive. I simply have shared some of the most relevant things in my life and the lives of those with whom I work. I'll leave you with one final thought. You are not alone in this struggle. It's important to always remember that we are in this together.